Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're joined by Dr. Alan Coleman, a business development executive speaker and author as CEO of the Closers Group, a business development advisory. Coleman has spent more than three decades helping law firms and professional service firms generate more revenue. He is also professor of marketing at California State University, Dominguez Hills. His new book is The Revenue Accelerator, The 21 Boosters to Launch Your Startup. And Dr. Coleman, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Well, I'm delighted, and please call me Alan. Only my kids call me Doctor.
Well, I think we can handle that request. No problem, Alan, and thank you so much for joining us here today. It sounds like we're going to have some interesting insight here today. Now, for starters and to kick things off, what major mistakes do startups and new businesses make, and does your book include solutions to these issues and challenges? Let's kick things off with that today.
The answer to your last question is yes, we try to help people get over the bumps in the road. But the first major mistake that most startups make is they don't look for a market. They don't want to, they find it difficult to even consider that there wouldn't be a market for their project or their system. And I find that in interviewing people who have great startup experience, bad part of startup experience, CEOs, marketing directors, they all say the same thing. Most startups do not look at the market that they hope to get into. And best example of that is we had somebody come to my nonprofit, South Bay Entrepreneurial Center, about 5 or 6 years ago with what looked like a stick. And it was a long metal pipe. And he came in and he carried it. And at the very middle of the meeting, he put a camera on the end of it. He was creating what he thought was the very first selfie extension stick. And they were already 20 on the market.
How about that? And like I said earlier, we're going to hear some interesting insight here today. And there's already one right there to kick things off. Now, my understanding is that there is a major failure rate for early stage ventures. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, there's a study that was done, a national study between 2012 and 2020 of startups, and they found that 80% of them failed. And I can look at it from the positive view. We want to find the 20% and maybe increase that number or that percentage. It's a very difficult thing to get attention for startups. Most of them, however they're working, whether they're working full time and they're building something in their kitchen, or in our latest great resignation, they've decided to stay home and do some work and try to build their product or service. They need help. There are a lot of centers around the country that will help, and they're not using them. So one of the attempts that we're trying is to make people more acquainted with not just our book, which can take them from the construction building stage all the way through to the sales and marketing phases, is find somebody, find an organization that can help. And that's one of the major thrusts to try to overcome this failure rate. And there's another element that's involved too. In the past, about 70% of our workforce used to be women. And now it's dropped to about 50%. And the good news is many of those women who are no longer in the active workforce have ideas for a new product or service. The difficulty they have is trying to obtain financing. And the same goes for minorities. They are building new products and ideas just like everyone else, but they find difficulty getting financing. And we have a lot of concentration in the Revenue Accelerator on obtaining financing.
Yeah, that's certainly some good news right there. And it still boggles my mind why minorities have such a difficulty getting the support they need. And we really appreciate the efforts and the focus that you're bringing to these issues as well. Now, another question, I'd love to hear your feedback on this. If these startups do believe there is a market for their product or service idea, what else do they need to be thinking about?
Well, there are a number of things. First of all, to me, one of the most important elements is if you are building something new, do you have a group of relationships, friends, business colleagues, chambers of commerce, you know, Kiwanis and Rotary clubs, where you know people that can help you market, and if not actively market, at least explain what you're doing? Are you part of an industry association where you can get known and get your product displayed and hopefully promoted and recognized? And that's one of the major issues of not having groups to not only help you review what you're building, but help you get it out into the market. One of the other problems that we see on a regular basis is if somebody is actually starting to try and sell and they get no's, how do you overcome that? What are the things that you can do to either rebuild your proposal approach? How do you market? What kind of a brand are you presenting? Helping them build a unique selling proposition that covers how people that you're selling to can identify their needs and how you can meet them. So there's a whole range of things that they need help with and that we offer.
Again, we certainly appreciate your time and your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Dr. Alan Coleman, a business development executive, speaker, and author of the new book, The Revenue Accelerator, The 21 Boosters to Launch Your Startup, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I also understand from your book that there are myths about marketing and selling, and that certainly piques my interest. How do these impact an early stage venture? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because one of the first myths is people believe that marketing and sales mean the same thing, and they don't. Marketing is getting found, and that's the differentiation that all organizations that are trying to sell a product need to make. And sales is actually closing the deal. We try to explain this with four simple words: find them, meet them, get them, and keep them. Find them and meet them is the marketing phase. Where do you go? Who do you know? What do they read? What do you read? And then in terms of get them and keep them, that's the sales. That's getting out face to face, proposing, learning what needs are, and trying to offer solutions. The second myth that we find is, doesn't matter what you use to market, the tactics don't matter. And that's absolutely the wrong approach. By count, there are probably more than 30 different techniques that you can use just to market. And that ranges from invisible marketing to performance marketing to the range of things that we talk about in social media and so on. And you have to select what you're actually going to use. And one of the issues today, and this is very important, is that we're all selling to four different generations. And the baby boomers, who tend to be the older people who are more solutions oriented, are looking for certain approaches. The Gen X's and Gen Z's, who are almost all digital, don't really want to meet you face to face. And that's a whole change in how you approach things. And the good example, by the way, is making sure that you're sending the right message to the right group. When, for example, when you'll like this, Eric, when Kentucky Fried Chicken was opening their first stores in China, they translated finger licking good. The only problem was, in Chinese, it turned out to be eat your fingers. And they had a real uproar that they had to overcome. The message, again, is customize your message, and it's not the same thing for everybody. And the last major myth, we don't have to worry about marketing. And that's just not true. From the time you're starting to build your product or your service, start talking to people about it, with friends, with business colleagues, if you have them. Even if you go to a PTA meeting, bounce it off somebody to see if they think it's a good idea. And those are the three primary myths that stop people from really getting out and starting the market and then sell.
Now, that example of opening up a Kentucky Fried Chicken in China and with the slogan, finger licking good, and the translation to that, that certainly does express your point and your perspective, and the perfect example, no doubt about that. That is a big time help. Now, once a startup or new business is underway, I assume it is important for them to keep track of their prospects, leads, et cetera. That's an understatement. Is there a way for them to keep it simple in the beginning?
Yeah, when we have been working with clients for many years where we're helping them build their businesses, doing individual coaching and so on, And we had started out trying to find a simple tool that they could use to track their leads, their opportunities. And part of my role and my partner's role was to meet with them monthly and then talk with them in the middle of each month to make sure they're on track. And what we wound up developing is what we now call the accelerator funnel. According to something I read on Harvard Business Review about it, by the way, I didn't go to Harvard, but I read their publications. And there was an article that said 50% of your new business every year should come from clients or customers, prospects, and referrals. And so what we suggest people do is list separately your top clients, your top customers, and then the second list would be your top referral sources, remembering that referrals go two ways. You can refer people to your prospect or your client. They can refer clients and prospects to you. And the third is just prospects. And we say, okay, take the top 10 in each of those groups. And from those 30 people, select the top 10 that you think are most receptive to an approach from you and put them at the top of a funnel. And if you can picture a funnel with the top large at the top and the narrow funnel at the bottom, each week call or contact in some fashion those 10 people. And as you get a lead, move that person down to where you're actively promoting the lead into the middle of the funnel and add somebody new from those three lists to the top. That's a very simple way to keep track of your customers and your clients, your prospecting, the meetings you go to, if you write speeches, when you're going to write a speech and deliver it. And once you get really successful, you may want to go to one of the online software systems. But to get started and make it really simple, that's why we suggest, and we include a copy of the Revenue Accelerator funnel.
Certainly appreciate the details and feedback on that question. Now, in my quick read, the Revenue Accelerator looks like it is almost a workbook. Was this by design?
Yes and no. Yes, we wanted to keep things simple and direct, and based upon our experience and the experience of the 40 plus people we interviewed. So we tried to keep it simple, not theoretical, include more tactic-oriented information. And we also, as you know from reading the book, included a lot of cartoons. And that was purposeful to hopefully get people to retain the points that we were trying to make. In terms of no, we didn't set it out to be a workbook, but in the people that are starting to read it, and whether it's, you know, they're reading it or they've got the audio CD or we even have a Kindle version, what we're finding is that they are starting to write notes in the book. And that's great. And so as a workbook, as a desk reference, it could be something really helpful. And although it wasn't our original intention to do that, I'm delighted that people are using it that way.
Again, Alan, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio for the insight and information shared, and also obviously making the effort to write this book, The Revenue Accelerator. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a tip or anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I really love this quote from Sir Richard Branson, and it's opportunities are like buses. If you miss one, another one will be coming along. And we always add the words, another one will be coming along if you keep your eyes open. So the opportunities are out there. Some of the things you had asked me about are good tools to use to get your idea exposed and raise the opportunity to sell.
The perfect place to conclude here today, and I certainly like that comment. Opportunities come if you keep your eyes open. That is a great way to conclude, and thank you so much. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as your book, The Revenue Accelerator?
Well, we're on, of course, a website, closersgroup.com. We have a lot of information there about connections to our services. We're also on LinkedIn and Facebook. We have not only the new book, but we have access to our 90-day revenue sprint, which is a video education program. And those are the main ways to contact. And if they go to the website, there is a QR code that'll take them directly to some of the things that the book will offer, including a package of the book and the 90-day revenue sprint. So we look forward to talking with people. And based on that, we always call people back if they contact us or email us within 24 hours.
Well, you got to love that, and a truckload of resources to boot as well. Again, listeners, for more information, visit closersgroup.com. Alan, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Hopefully we can get you back on in the future.
Thank you for inviting me.
And again, certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Alan Coleman, a business development executive, speaker, and author of his new book, The Revenue Accelerator, The 21 Boosters to Launch Your Startup. And for all the details, visit closersgroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.